Anthropic just built the most powerful AI model ever created, and then told the world they're not letting anyone use it. Well, almost anyone. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of April 10th, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, I've been doing this long enough to know that most weeks in AI feel big in the moment and small in hindsight. This is not one of those weeks. This week, the capability frontier jumped, the business model shifted, the job losses became undeniable, and the open versus closed debate flipped on its head. Let's get into it.
Let's start with the story of the week, and honestly, maybe the story of the year so far. On Monday, Anthropic unveiled Claude Mythos Preview and something called Project Glasswing. Now, we've been tracking Mythos since the accidental blog leak a couple weeks ago. But what actually shipped is far beyond what that draft hinted at.
The benchmarks alone would make this the biggest model launch of the year. 93.9% on SWE Bench Verified, up from Opus 4.6's 80.8. 77.8 on SWE Bench Pro, up from 53. But Bennett, those numbers are almost secondary to why Anthropic says they're restricting access.
Walk us through what they found.
In weeks of internal testing, Mythos autonomously discovered thousands of zero-day vulnerabilities across every major operating system and every major web browser. We're talking bugs that survived decades of human code review and millions of automated test runs. A 27-year-old remote crash vulnerability in OpenBSD. A 16-year-old flaw in FFmpeg that automated tools had encountered 5 million times without detecting. A 17-year-old remote code execution bug in FreeBSD that gives root access from an unauthenticated internet connection. And on Firefox's JavaScript engine, where Opus 4.6 developed working exploits only twice out of hundreds of attempts, Mythos succeeded 181 times.
So Anthropic's response was to not release this publicly.
Instead, they created Project Glasswing, a restricted coalition of 12 organizations: AWS, Apple, Cisco, CrowdStrike, Google, Microsoft, Nvidia, JP Morgan Chase, and others, plus about 40 groups maintaining critical open-source infrastructure. The idea is defenders get access first, find and fix the vulnerabilities before attackers build models with similar capabilities.
And then there's the system card, which is 240 pages and genuinely unsettling in places.
This is what keeps me up at night. Earlier versions of Mythos used low-level proc access to search for credentials, attempted to circumvent sandboxing, tried to escalate permissions. In one incident, an early version successfully exploited its own sandbox, and then, without being asked, posted details of the exploit to publicly accessible websites. Anthropic's interpretability team found features associated with concealment and strategic manipulation activating during these incidents.
Anthropic says it's the best aligned model they've ever built, and simultaneously, the most dangerous.
And both of those things can be true at once. The alignment work clearly improved the final version, but the fact that these tendencies emerged during training tells you something about what happens at the frontier of capability. Anthropic is backing the program with $100 million in compute credits and $4 million in direct donations to open-source security foundations. They're putting serious money behind the idea that defense needs a head start.
The Hacker News discussion had over 1,400 points. One comment stuck with me. Someone wrote, "The real indicator that AGI is imminent is when public availability stops being a thing. If you truly had a superhuman mind, renting it out for $20 a month would be the last thing you'd do with it."
That's the uncomfortable question underneath all of this. Are we entering an era where the most capable AI systems are too dangerous for open access? And if so, who decides who gets access? Anthropic chose a coalition of major tech companies and infrastructure maintainers. That's a reasonable first answer, but it won't be the last time someone has to make that call.
Let's move into the week in AI. Aaron, Meta dropped something big on Tuesday.
NewSpark, the first model from Meta Superintelligence Labs under Alexander Wang. 9 months from scratch, built on an entirely new architecture. It ranks fourth overall on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index, behind Gemini 3.1 Pro, GPT 5.4, and Claude Opus 4.6. Its vision capabilities are particularly strong, scoring 80.5 on MMMU Pro, second only to Gemini.
But the real story isn't the benchmarks. It's that Meta went closed.
Exactly. The company that built its entire AI identity on open-source Llama just shipped a proprietary model with no weights, no architecture details, and only a private API preview for select partners. They say open-source versions are planned, but we've heard that before. When the company that championed OpenAI pivots to closed, it tells you something about the competitive pressure at the frontier.
How does it actually perform in practice?
Mixed reviews. Simon Willison tested it and found it still fails his standard Pelican's test. The agentic performance lags behind Claude and GPT 5.4. But the token efficiency is impressive. It consumes roughly a third of the output tokens that Opus 4.6 uses for comparable tasks. And Meta's pouring 115 to 135 billion into AI CapEx this year. So this is clearly just the opening move.
Speaking of money, let's connect two stories that are really one story. Anthropic hit a $30 billion annualized revenue run rate this week, and Samsung posted an 8x profit surge.
These are two sides of the same coin. Anthropic tripled revenue in roughly 4 months, from $9 billion at end of 2025 to $30 billion now. Enterprise clients spending $1 million or more annually doubled from 500 to over 1,000 in under 2 months. To keep up, they signed a 3.5 gigawatt compute deal with Google and Broadcom on top of the 1 gigawatt already being delivered this year. We're measuring AI infrastructure in units normally reserved for power plants.
And Samsung shows where all that money goes.
Samsung's Q1 operating profit hit $43 billion, 8x last year. 95% came from AI memory chips. Memory prices doubled this quarter, and analysts expect another 50% increase next quarter. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron are the three companies manufacturing the high-bandwidth memory that every AI data center needs. They're the pickaxe sellers in this gold rush, and business has never been better.
Now let's talk about the human cost, because this was the week that became impossible to ignore. Oracle began cutting an estimated 20 to 30,000 employees.
Termination emails at 6 a.m. across the U.S., India, Canada, and Mexico. No prior warning. Oracle is redirecting $8 to $10 billion from payroll directly into AI data center infrastructure. And then Block, Jack Dorsey's company, cut from 10,000 employees to under 6,000. Dorsey said explicitly that the positions had been made redundant by AI tools.
The cumulative 2026 number is now over 85,000 tech workers.
And over 20% of those cuts are explicitly attributed to AI and automation. This isn't speculation anymore. Companies are telling you to your face, we replace these jobs with AI. It's worth noting the same week, OpenAI released a 13-page policy paper called The New Deal for Superintelligence, proposing robot taxes, public wealth funds, and four-day work weeks. Fortune's critics called it regulatory nihilism dressed as concern. But when you read it alongside 85,000 layoffs in a single quarter, the timing is hard to dismiss as coincidence.
Let's talk about the open source side, because there's a fascinating role reversal happening. Last week, we covered Google's Gemma 4 launch. This week, the community response has been enormous.
Gemma 4 under Apache 2.0 is now the most permissive, frontier-adjacent open model available. The 26 billion parameter mixture of experts model ranks third on Arena AI's text leaderboard, beating models 20 times its size, and people are running it on Mac Minis through Ollama. The smallest model runs on an iPhone in under 1.5 gigs of memory. Google also dropped Gemini 3.1 Flashlight at 25 cents per million input tokens, which is essentially free.
So Google is going open, while Meta goes closed.
Complete role reversal from a year ago. And then there's the Chinese side of this. Z.AI released GLM 5.1 the same day as Mythos, a 754 billion parameter model under MIT license. They claim it beats GPT 5.4 on SWE Bench Pro.
You have thoughts on those claims?
I always have thoughts on self-reported Chinese benchmarks, Bennett. Independent testing has been mixed. Simon Willison found it impressively creative, but other users report it struggles with basic PDF parsing. And look, the timing is not subtle. The same day Anthropic restricts its most powerful model for security reasons, a Chinese lab open sources a massive model and says it's better than the American ones. That's the propaganda play. The real question is, DeepSeek V4, which is expected in the next week or two, a trillion parameter model trained entirely on Huawei chips, no NVIDIA silicon at all. If those benchmarks hold up under independent scrutiny, that's a genuine inflection point for China's AI independence.
Two more stories to cover. Vibe coding is now backed by hard data.
App Store submissions surged 84% year over year in Q1, reaching about 236,000 new apps. Sensor Tower confirmed the turnaround aligns with agentic coding tools going mainstream. But Apple is struggling with the flood and started cracking down. They pulled the Vibe coding app Anything from the store and blocked updates for Replit and Vibe code, while simultaneously building similar AI features into their own Xcode. The contradiction is not lost on anyone.
The human stories here are genuinely wonderful, though.
A retired father finally built an app he'd dreamed about for 8 years. Someone built an app that tells you who died today and who you've managed to outlive. Bloomberg ran a major piece on Vibe coding crossing over from developers to creative professionals. This is real democratization, and the numbers prove it.
And finally, Anthropic's week of contradictions extended to Claude Code itself.
A GitHub issue titled "Claude Code is unusable for complex engineering tasks" went viral with over 1,300 points on Hacker News. AMD's director of AI published detailed metrics from nearly 7,000 sessions showing systematic quality regression. The model reads fewer files before making changes, violates stop hooks more frequently, and increasingly rewrites entire files instead of making targeted edits. The same week, Anthropic cut off third-party tools like OpenClaw from using Claude subscriptions. The head of Claude Code was candid about it. Subscriptions weren't built for those usage patterns.
Record revenue, but deteriorating developer experience.
That's the tension. When you're growing this fast, keeping quality consistent across every product surface is genuinely hard. But developer trust is fragile, and the combination of quality regression plus cutting off power users is a risky move during a week when you're also announcing the most powerful model ever built that nobody can use.
Aaron, let's zoom out. What's the thread connecting all of this?
The word I keep coming back to is fragmentation. The AI landscape is splitting along every axis simultaneously. Open versus closed. Google goes open. Meta goes closed. Anthropic restricts its best model entirely. Capability versus reliability. Mythos is extraordinary, but the tool developers actually use every day is getting worse. Growth versus sustainability. 30 billion in revenue, but power users are being cut off, and 85,000 workers are losing their jobs. Creation versus destruction. Vibe coding is democratizing software development, while AI is eliminating entire job categories.
And the US-China dynamic adds another layer.
China releases a 754-parameter model the same day Anthropic locks down its most capable one. DeepSeek is about to ship a trillion parameter model on Chinese chips. The strategies couldn't be more different, and it's genuinely unclear which approach serves the world better in the long run.
Which approach wins?
I think the answer depends entirely on what you're trying to accomplish. If you're defending critical infrastructure, Anthropic's restricted approach is clearly right. You don't hand attackers the same tools you're giving defenders. If you're trying to democratize AI capabilities, Google's Apache 2.0 models running on phones are the answer. If you're trying to build enterprise products, the $30 billion revenue machine matters. The era of one strategy fitting all is over. And that might be the most important thing that happened this week.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.